In today's always-on, super visual online world, it's easy to feel like you're not enough. Feeling confident enough to show up on camera is what many creators and entrepreneurs deem as being a necessary evil, not something they actually enjoy, myself included. I am not a model, and like many of you, I have plenty of physical insecurities, but I also understand the impact seeing my eyes sparkle or my face smiling through a camera lens can have on a potential customer. And this has nothing to do with physical beauty or lack thereof, but like video, it's all about connection. Photos are one of the best investments you can make when you're first launching or relaunching a brand. But not all photos are created equally. Choosing a photographer who not only gets your angles, but also gets your brand, is of the utmost importance. I found Shelby Dubin, the photographer behind the onlinebusinesslaunchlab.com website, where all of the best photographers hang out these days, Instagram. Shelby is a professional dancer turned photographer living in Detroit, Michigan. Visual arts have always been her passion, and through many years of dance, she learned the art of being able to tell a story without words. While traveling around the world performing, photography was always a part of the experience, and in the past few years, photography became the main character and evolved into a full-time business. By combining her knowledge of business with visual storytelling, she uses photography to bring her clients' stories to life. I loved the unique contemporary style of Shelby's photos, the ease and professionalism of inquiring through her website, and when I met her for a discovery call, I instantly vibed with her sweet personality. She really impressed me with her detailed preparation for our photo shoot and, of course, the natural, totally not cheesy looking brand photos she delivered to me just a couple of short weeks later. I'm happy to say that I'm no longer afraid of taking photos to help me represent my brand, and I want you to banish your fear of bad brand photography too. Shelby joins me today on the show to share some best practices for prepping for your first or your next photo shoot, as well as some insights for budding photographers and independent creatives alike. Let's go. Hello, Shelby. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to have Shelby on the show because she is the photographer really behind the new website. Most of the images on the new Online Business Launch Lab website, any of the ones of me, Shelby took. And I worked with her and you were just super professional. I think I found you on Instagram and your whole, like the whole, you know, sales funnel really was super professional and I was really happy with the end product. So I know a lot of our listeners have never really done something like that. They've never, you know, had professional photographs taken and we know how important it is. So I wanted to kind of have you on and share a little bit about that process.
Yeah, it is definitely something that most business owners need. Everyone, if you have a website or Instagram or anything, it's mostly visual marketing. And if they like your photos, then they'll read everything you have written. But if they are initially see your photos and don't feel attached to them, they'll probably go on to the next.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So tell us a little bit about your business. Like what kind of clients do you work with? How'd you get started?
Yeah. So a lot of my clients who I work with are entrepreneurs and small business owners. I work with a lot of creative people, so brand and web designers, podcast hosts, and small business owners, but I also work with real estate agents and anyone in the professional field, mainly people who find a lot of their clientele through the digital space, whether it be Instagram, websites, YouTube, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Photography had always been a big passion of mine. I love art and visual art and aesthetic and everything that goes along with it. So it was something I always did for fun. I, you know, did my cousin's senior photos or a friend's family. And then eventually one of my friends said, okay, I'm going to pay you to do this. And I said, oh, no, you can't pay me. This is just my hobby. It's so much fun. I just love it. And she goes, no, you're going to get paid and you're going to do a professional real shoot for someone. I said, okay, sure. And I did it and it came out. I was shocked. No, but it came out. And then I said, "Whoa, okay." And then that client referred me to someone who referred me to someone else. And eventually I said, "Okay, this is going to be a real business." And at the time I was also actually dancing professionally.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, that was my full time. So this was kind of just a side in between contracts. And then once COVID happened, the whole dance world kind of took a pause with mm-hmm. everything being shut down. And I really had the time to go full time and dive into photography and make it a business. So that's how it all kind of happened. And now that's my full time job.
Amazing. And yeah. For anyone listening, I always like assume people know, but I guess some people may not know. I'm based in Detroit. So you serve clients in Metro Detroit, I'm assuming, kind of that yeah. whole area. Awesome.
Yep. So I'm based right in Metro Detroit as well, but always open to travel.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would be so fun. I always thought that'd be so fun to do like a destination shoot or something. Goals.
Right.
In Hawaii, somewhere in warm.
Right. As long as it's warm, we'll travel somewhere warm.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. So something I wanted to ask you too about photography in particular is like, how did you kind of find your signature style? Because I know when I was browsing photographers, like that's what really stood out to me is, I don't know. I feel like you, I mean, every photographer has kind of a distinct style, but yours feel very modern and like you really understand the digital space, I guess. Is that intentional or do you just kind of find your style naturally?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people's personalities are reflected in their style, whether it's your clothes that you wear, how you decorate your house, things that you're just naturally drawn to. Mm-hmm. And my friends make fun of me because I wear a lot of black. I wear black all the time and I love this kind of edgy, very clean black, white mm-hmm. type of aesthetic. And so just through naturally what I visualize and capture, it just comes through that way. So
yeah.
I kind of combine that love of art and this modern simplicity with business photography, where mm-hmm. I feel sometimes a lot of brand photos kind of lose the artistic side of them. And they're so focused on just getting a nice headshot or the portrait, but your brand is so much more than just that. So I really wanted to infuse art with business to provide more yeah. interesting photography.
Yes. No, I think that's exactly it. Cause yeah, it's like pretty easy to find someone to just take a good basic headshot in front of a white wall or whatever. But I agree that it loses its personality. And I think when you operate an online business, especially one like mine, where like I'm working with my students directly, if you're a coach or even like a real estate agent, where you're helping people through one of the most important purchases of their life, you want to have that bit of personality. Like you want to have a connection with your clients. You don't want it to just feel so kind of flat. So I really like that about your work.
Yeah, 100%. Because a lot of the time, so many of these markets like real estate, online coaching, classes, everything is oversaturated, even photography. But at the end of the day, you're hiring that person. Mm-hmm. So you have to feel connected to their personality, to their story, to who they are. And that's really the difference of why you hire this person over that person.
No, I totally agree. And honestly, like that speaks to, again, going back to like my process of working with you, I feel like you did that in your own work too. I really got a really good understanding of like who you are and your brand and your style just from looking at your Instagram and your website. So I think you like do a good job of modeling that too, which, you know, then sells the idea to your clients too. Totally. Awesome. So, okay. So for anyone who doesn't live in Metro Detroit or, you know, isn't able to do a destination photo shoot with you. Do you have any tips for anyone who is looking for their first like personal brand photographer? They're looking for somebody to take photos for their website or their Instagram. Any tips on finding people?
Yes. So when it comes to finding a photographer, these are my kind of three tips or things to look for to make sure you have the experience and the vision that you are seeing in your brain actually comes to fruition. So the first thing, especially for brand photos, is you want to work with someone who specializes in brand photos. Just like if you were going to the doctor about something, you know, on your foot, you would maybe go to a foot doctor and not a skin doctor. So the
Right.
same kind of applies to photography, where yes, there's a lot of wedding photographers and interior photographers. But when it comes to brand photos, they're so specific for the internet, for certain platforms, certain sizes and layouts, and all these things that you want to work with someone who knows what they're doing. So I call them a
Yes.
brand photo specialist. Then you want to make sure that who you're hiring actually matches your aesthetic. So, like you said, I do a lot of neutrals, black and white, very modern. Maybe someone who's looking for very bright, colored, you know, bright and airy, and something, I don't know, with like the rainbow in the background, something out there
Yeah.
that maybe I'm not the right fit for that person. So you want to make sure that your aesthetic, you see that they can shoot what you want. And then lastly, you want to connect with them. So maybe set up a phone call ahead of time, chat with them. Having your photo taken is a really personal experience, and a lot of people feel incredibly uncomfortable. So you have to make sure that you are working with someone you can trust and that makes you feel comfortable so that you can relax and not look super stressed in your photos.
Yes, I love that. And that ties like perfectly into my next question, because that's what I hear from a lot of people is they're like, well, I'm not a model. Like I don't want to be on camera. I'm the one just providing the service. And, we kind of talked about why it is still so important to have nice photos, but how do you, as a photographer, like how do you help your clients kind of get comfortable or prepare for their first shoot? Like, what should they expect if they've never stood in front of a professional big camera like that before?
So many people, the first thing they say is, I'm not a model. I can't do this. I'm going to look so silly. Most of the time, you won't. Most people, just this, you know, mentality that, oh, if I'm not a supermodel, I have to look a certain way. But I think the beauty of brand photos is that it's not about, you're not modeling fashion. You're not, you know, selling the latest runway clothes. You're selling your brand and who you are. So people want to see your essence. They want to see you smiling. They want to see you in your element. And I feel like whenever anyone is photographed doing something they love, their passion shines through over anything else. So, you know, oh, this looks silly. That looks funny. But if someone can see you doing what you love, that outshines everything. But you know what? Also, a blowout doesn't hurt. You know,
Yes,
you might as
yes.
well. If you want, you just want to make sure that you feel good. It's like, do you put your outfit on? Does it feel like you treat yourself to a blowout? These pictures are going to last you a while. You're going to see them all the time. Do what makes you feel good so that way you can stand and feel confident and know that you did everything you could and now you just have to trust your photographer.
Yeah, totally. And like, I mean, I'm sure as a photographer, you probably see so many of those weird, like in between shots where we're like, adjusting our hair or whatever. Like, you're not judging based on that. You're so used to that. And it's your job, like you said, to pick out the good ones and not be, giving us the weird,
No
awkward
blinking.
shots. Yeah, the blinking shots. Oh my gosh. So yeah, trust your photographer. I love that. And also, I think that's a really good point about like, it's about your personality. It's not about you being, a fashion model. You're not like walking a runway. You're showing who you are. And something I really liked about working with you was you put together this like deck before we shot with some inspiration, like some outfit inspiration, even, which I totally used, like that kind of like ivory shirt that I wore. I totally took that from your presentation. I was like, oh, I have a shirt just like that. So that was really helpful. Yeah, it was super helpful. And another thing that you encouraged me to do is get a lot of props, which I feel like really helped because, when you're shooting in, whether it's like a studio or a restaurant or whatever, it can feel very foreign. It's not like your normal space, unless you do go work, shoot at their space, which you can do as well. But if you're shooting somewhere else, it doesn't feel like your space. So bringing in some of those props can make it feel more like, okay, I'm just like at my office working. And then you do feel more natural, for the photographer.
Yeah, so before every session, I put together, first of all, I start with a Q&A. a little Q&A I send over so that way I can understand your vision and what your brand guidelines are. So specific colors, specific styles, locations that you're hoping to use. So that's all important to making everything cohesive, making it authentically you, and making sure everything is on brand. From there, you know, we found a great location that was just the right amount of yeehaw and everything that matched your style and allowed us to capture a lot of different elements to showcase different sides of your brand, since you do kind of a little bit of everything. And then from there, I send over to you this packet that basically just lists some outfit ideas for different looks, different, you know, styles of whether it's casual, business casual, more professional side, that matches your colors, your brand aesthetic, and also props, which props are so helpful because it absolutely gives you something to do with your hands, which is probably the second most common question I get is, what do I do with my hands? Well, the more props you have, it just creates more opportunity for people to connect, whether they like your planner, whether, oh my gosh, yes, like, oh, I have those sunglasses, you know, just little moments that let your personality shine through, in addition to creating maybe a topic of conversation with someone and just more variety in your photos.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. One of the props that I brought was I brought my vlog camera, which like people love that little shot of me just like pretending to vlog because that's what people associate me with, you know, it's like, oh, she's that girl from YouTube. So little things like that can really bring a photo to life, I feel like, rather than me just like standing there smiling, and also made me feel more comfortable because I was just doing what I do every day, basically just vlogging, and you were just taking a picture of it. I love those tips. Speaking of hands, like, if you don't have props, like, what is your answer to that question? Like, do you have any go-to poses or anything for that you recommend to people? Like, I know one time, one of my first photo shoots I did, they said to do like the hug yourself pose. Like, do you have any easy tips for people?
Yeah. So, most people feel super uncomfortable when they don't have a place for their hands. So first I always like to look at what they're wearing. Do they have a pocket? A pocket is a safe space. You can always put your hand in a back pocket, a jacket pocket, and that gives you a nice, comfortable place to take a photo with. Yes. In addition, you know, there's the natural and arm cross, hands on your hips, just creating angles always help. So a little triangle, whether you find a triangle with your body. I'm like doing them as I tell you this. So what do I do? just finding what's natural for you. So if you never cross your arms, you're not an arm crosser, why would you do it in your photos?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's, do you feel comfortable like that?
Yep.
And that I think you can always tell when someone's posed, and you can tell that someone posed them and they would never stand like that in their whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The camera doesn't lie.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I love pockets. The pocket is a safe space. I love that. It's true. It's
safe. You'll like never leave the house without a pocket now.
Seriously. I mean, I don't ever want to. It's just the annoying thing is I feel like a lot of women's clothes are not made with pockets. It drives me nuts when I get a blazer and it, like, the pocket is fake. I'm like, what the heck?
Why?
Speaking of clothes, so obviously this would probably depend on like time that people book too, but I mean, how much is too much? Like, how many outfit changes are too much?
Yeah. So I always say for about an hour, in an hour shoot, you can probably plan for 3 to 5 looks, 3 to 5 different looks. It just depends on how much content you want in each outfit, how much you want of a variety.
Yeah.
And it could be changing your outfit as simple as having a shirt and then throwing a blazer on top of it.
Yep.
That's 2 looks. Just because when you're scrolling through someone's Instagram or website, you'll see different colors pop up. So if you have a white shirt and you throw a tan blazer on, just the eye so quickly will say, oh, that was tan, that's white, it looks like it's different, when you're actually just wearing the same thing.
Yep.
So more variety, I think the better. So it doesn't look like your business is all one day.
Yeah.
It makes it appear that you have multiple days in your business, even though we all know you took them in one photo shoot.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, because like I'll use photos from one shoot for a long time, like a year, I don't know, you know, forever. So you don't want to completely burn people out. I'm like, she's still wearing that dang skirt, you know?
Exactly. Love that. Yes.
Are there any any red flags, I guess, or like bad outfit ideas for a photo shoot? Like, are there any patterns or like textures or types of clothing that you would recommend staying away from when people are planning for their shoots?
Yeah. So I like to advise people to stay away from loud prints or anything that is super over the top, that is very quickly going to get annoying and look like, oh, they just keep wearing that same shirt over and over. Mm-hmm. More neutral colors or solid colors photograph better and are not as obvious that you're recycling them as often. Yeah. Also some patterns that are super metallic-y and finely thread. Sometimes in the camera, they don't photograph as well. They kind of have some weird color cast on them. Yeah. And anything, honestly, that has movement is always great. Different textures. If you're mixing leather with fur, with, you know, linen, with, tulle, different textures just add another layer of interest to your photos. But you don't want things that look really cheap or reflective or create weird shadows. And most importantly, you want to wear something that you feel comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like trying these new looks for your brand shoot, I would advise against it, because you can tell if your dress is too tight or your top is uncomfortable. So you want to feel comfortable in what you're wearing.
Yes. Yes. Love that. I'm going to add too, like, I would probably say try clothes on with the proper undergarments too, because I feel like a lot of people forget about that too. They're like, oh shoot, I didn't bring like a strapless bra or, you know, whatever. I've definitely been there, and then it's like, oh, I can't wear like half the outfits I brought. So.
Correct. So important. Also your shoes matter. Sometimes yes. People forget that your feet are actually going to be in your photos as well. And you don't want to wear your business dress with your flip-flops.
Yes. That's a really good point. Love that. I also feel like, just for me, I mean, and everyone's different. Some people probably feel the complete opposite, but like if I just put on a pair of heels, even if they're not in the shot, I feel like my whole stance, like my whole pose is different. I feel just so much more confident. So I think that goes back to the like feeling comfortable and feeling confident thing too.
Yeah, 100%. It changes your whole, I always tell people, like, roll your shoulders back. It's okay. You just have to sit up a little bit taller. Yes, it definitely just gives you that added level of confidence and makes you feel good.
Yeah, love that. Okay, so helpful. So what about, where should people be using these photos? Like, do you have any recommendation, knowing kind of what the online business climate is like today? Like, you know, what formats and kind of sizes should people be getting for their brand? I know it can probably vary a lot based on business, but you gave me some recommendations just knowing that I do YouTube and that I have an Instagram and that I was building a new website. So any tips on that?
Absolutely. So since you paid for your brand photos and went through this entire process, you should use them everywhere. Business is one of those things where consistency is 100% key. So yeah. Your brand photos should be splattered everywhere that you touch. It should be in your email marketing. It should be on your website, YouTube, Instagram, your LinkedIn banner, Facebook. The minute someone sees that photo, they know it's you. Before they read anything, if they scroll past it, you still left a little imprint in their brain. And yeah. Now when they need something that you do, you're going to be the one that pops up. I think that's also kind of touches on why you should also work with someone who knows brand photos, is because all these different technologies all have different formats of how you have to have a photo. Instagram is a square. So if you're not in the center or somewhere in that square, you're going to get chopped off. Yeah. But you can't use that square photo as your banner on YouTube. Totally different size. And then you want to be a little bit to the left so you can put your text in the blank space on the right. So all these little nuances make it kind of wild, but it's also why you might have 10 photos of you sitting smiling because they're all going to be a different crop for different web platforms.
Yep. Yeah. Really good tip. I think it's so important too, to have that like clear path. You know, when somebody finds you on Instagram and then they click on your website, you don't want it to be this complete clash and like this mismatch of, okay, she has these really polished brand photos on Instagram. And then it's just like, you know, this thrown together website with no photos or anything. It's almost like, am I on the same website? You know, is this the same person? So having that connection, I think, is really important.
Yeah. And that's actually a good point, what you said, where your Instagram can look so professional and then you kind of go into like selfie land everywhere else. You know? There's something weird about people with professional photos that kind of just makes you trust them more.
Mm-hmm.
It really builds this sense of an expertise, someone you can trust and that knows what they're doing for whatever reason, but it does look way more professional than an iPhone selfie photo or your friend, you know, taking a quick snap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it kind of adds credibility to the business. Cause it's like, if she's going to invest in photos for her business, she's probably not just doing this as, you know, a hobby or just kind of trying it out. She's invested in it. So I definitely think it adds some credibility. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about you, like anything that you're working on or any, I mean, besides maybe wanting to do like a cool destination photo shoot, any other goals that you're working on for 2022 in your business?
Yes. So yes, please. Let's go to Hawaii. No,
yes. Everyone, any listeners
in Hawaii. Yeah. But other than that, this is so kind of interesting. Just organically, something that a lot of my clients that I work with ask is if I know of any networking events or groups or any way to connect them with other people or ideal clients.
Yeah.
I think it is interesting too, as a photographer, since I work with people in so many different realms of business, that I've built a little bit of a network that people can, you know, tap into or see if I have a referral. So I'm hoping in 2022 to put together some more networking opportunities for my clients or for maybe other people as well, just to, you know, embrace the network and help my clients find their clients.
Totally. Totally. I love that. Cool. And where can people find you if they want to work with you or just like check out your photos and learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I live on Instagram, so feel free to come over to Shelby Dubin Photography on Instagram. If not, you can head over to the website. But really, if you want to have any questions or anything, feel free to send a message. My life is on Instagram nowadays. So yeah, I'm always open to answer any questions or help if anyone's, you know, not in the area and we're not flying to Hawaii. If you just have a question about I'm getting brand photos, you know, any recommendations, absolutely. It's awesome. An experience that it should be an experience, a good one.
Yeah. And you did like just one more time, like you seriously did such a good job of making me feel really comfortable and making it a whole experience. And like, I've worked with a lot of photographers over the years and I just feel like you are really doing like a great job. So just my little kudos to you there. So thank you for that.
Well, it does help to have a great client, you know, someone that you get along with and understand, and it makes the experience for everyone really, really wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Cool. Well, I'm going to list everything down in the show notes, all of Shelby's, her website, her Instagram, all of that. Thank you again for joining. And I hope this was helpful to everyone listening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Online Business Launch Lab show. If you have a few seconds, please leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to say hello to Shelby on Instagram at Shelby Dubin Photography. Lastly, doors to the OBLL Accelerator Program are closing in just 6 days. I can't believe it. This 8-week accelerator will help you take your business from idea or goal or New Year's resolution into reality. And I so want you to be there. If you're ready to launch a new business, service, or revenue stream, be sure to visit onlinebusinesslaunchlab.com to save your seat. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.